It's the Tejano Nation Radio Podcast. How you doing? Romeo's hanging out with you. I'm a telephone special guest. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Missy. Saludos a todos los que están escuchando.
All right, Missy, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Doing awesome. I'm excited and ready to introduce you guys to our new album that we're working on right now.
All right, perfect. So for people that may not know or heard of Missy yet, give us a little background, a little history on you.
Okay, Missy's been in the ONA for a while now, started in the early 2000s, and mid-2000s took a little break, decided to raise the family. Unfortunately, after a while, like 3 years after my daughter was born, I got diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. So I had to go through all of that stuff, the chemo and the radiation, and then with God's glory and grace, you know, after 5 years, I was considered a survivor, and I was ready to come back and get back into the ONDA and you know, make some noise, doing what I love to do.
Yeah, you're definitely making some noise. Matter of fact, you just signed with Disco Solcar. Tell us about that.
Yes, yes. I was fortunate enough to sign with Carlos Rodriguez at Disco Solcar. I was able to join the Disco Solcar family. I was very excited about that, and we're looking forward to the future, working together and, you know, coming out with the album that we're working on right now.
So tell us, how did you and Carlos get together? How did he seek you out? Did he see you somewhere at a show?
Carlos is from same hometown I am, Pearsall.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been in the ONA for many, many years. And, he was excited to hear that I was back, you know, coming back and you know, releasing a new single, and he called and said, you know, I'm, you know, starting a record label of my own, and, you know, I'd be really, really grateful, or, you know, I appreciate if you're interested, you know, in coming into the label, and I definitely, of course, you know, I was ready to do something like that, so it was an honor. It was an honor for the opportunity he gave me to sign on with the
Yeah, so now you're with the brand new record label, so of course that means you're going to have some new music out, but you got a single out right now. Tell us about the single you have.
Yeah, the single I have out right now is entitled La Hija de Nadie. This single was inspired by none other than Yolanda del Rio, one of the powerful voices that I grew up with. You know, I grew up listening to Rocio and to Yolanda, and I used to play this song, you know, like at our backyard barbecues and our parties, and every time I sang that song, you know, somebody could relate, or, you know, it always had a good response, very good response. So I said, you know what, I need to, you know, redo this song, Missy style, you know, with mucho acordeón and bajo, and so we did it, and we've been getting a great response from the people.
Yeah, of course, great response. Like, a matter of fact, there's some people were saying, like, if you're going to remake a classic, you got to do it a great way, and a lot of people were saying that you've done it your own way, your own style.
Well, thank you, and that's what I wanted out of the song. You know, I wanted to do some justice, because I know Yolanda del Rio sings her heart out, and I felt, you know, if I was going to do something, I needed to give it some justice, and so I'm very glad that everybody, you know, is liking it, and we're getting a really good response from everybody.
Now, is Yolanda del Rio one of the artists that you look up to?
Yes, Yolanda del Rio is one of the women that I look up to, as well as Laura Canales, and like I said, Yolanda del Rio and Rocío Dúrcal and Ana Gabriel, all those women I think have, you know, powerful voices that, you know, I grew up with.
Yeah.
And I got inspired by. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, inspiration right there from powerful voices. You got a powerful voice as well, and you're doing great things. And but what's going on with you right now?
Right now, like I said, we're currently in the studio finishing up the album entitled El Regreso. I figured that would be a good title. You know, I'm coming back stronger than ever, and excited and positive about everything now. So I figured, you know what, we're going to name that El Regreso, and we're currently working on it. We've got some surprises in the album, and just, you know, keep out, you know, keep looking, and it should be out like in October. We're hoping, we're shooting for October, so you guys be looking out for it.
Wow, working pretty fast. So October, you know, you're dropping the brand new album. So any of those special surprises you can give us hints on right now?
No. You're going to have to wait.
But the Tejano Nation will have the you know, all the news first, right?
Oh, of course. Definitely.
Like to hear
thank
that.
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys so much for having me on here today. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. We always try to, promote new artists, promote Tejano music and things like that. Well, you're not really a new artist, but you're making that comeback.
Yes.
All right, so you're in the studio right now working on the brand new album. Any events coming up for you?
Yes, I do have some upcoming events. I have a few private events in Houston and the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but I also have a local event here in San Antonio at the Grasshopper Club in September.
So, oh, perfect. Okay.
You guys who haven't gone out there to check us out, you guys go out there and check out Missy, and you won't be disappointed.
There you go. Definitely go out there and check it out. We'll have all the details on TejanoNation.net, wherever Missy's going to be at. Plus, of course, you have your own social media, correct, fans?
Yes, definitely. You can get in contact with Missy at Facebook at Missy0112 and Instagram under the_real_Missy. So, yes, definitely you can find us in social media. And I think tomorrow our single, Lisa and Nadia, is going to be available on iTunes and Spotify and CD Baby and YouTube, all your social media. So yeah. You guys look for it.
How's that feel to have your single on the digital retailers ready for everybody to download?
Oh, that's awesome. It's an awesome feeling, something that I've been working towards really hard. And now that it's happening, I'm like, wow, and I know it's all through the man above has given me the talent and the voice and, the health to continue on and getting this done, and it's happening, and I'm excited.
And we talk about you're working on the brand new album now. Is Carlos going to do any kind of producing or any kind of writing for you? Because he's a really good songwriter.
Definitely, yes. Carlos is definitely going to be involved with the producing and the backing up of the album. I definitely want him here to give me the yes and the do's and the don'ts.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, he'll be here with us, involved in the studio.
Oh, perfect. I can't wait to hear the whole album. The single is great. We're talking to Missy here. She's making a comeback and got a great new track out there. And she just signed with Disco Solcar, the record label owned by Carlos Rodriguez from Carlos y Los Cachorros. And Missy, we're hoping the best for you and a great, bright, bright future for you coming up with this brand new album.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Romeo, for having us, for having me out here. And I want to just send a shout out to all the Tejano Nation that's listening to us and that keeps tuning in. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Romeo. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for taking time out to talk with us. And we're going to play the latest single for you, the remake of a classic done in Missy style. So I'll let you go ahead and introduce it.
La hija de nadie para todos ustedes.
And it's right here on Tejano Nation Radio.
Una copa con vino y veneno. nadie, solo cuerpo.